The late Rabbi Chaim Stern once wrote, "It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, hope, dream, to be, and oh, to lose, a thing for fools this, a holy thing to love, for your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched." This is the hour of Yizkor, the hour of the painful joy of memory. We recall the life's partner whose hand we held across the years, sharing laughter and tears. The parent, the loving provider who cared for us, encouraged us, nurtured us. Grandparents who devoted themselves to our happiness. Brothers, sisters, friends on whose presence we counted, on whose shoulders we leaned. Children and grandchildren tragically taken from us, whose laughter was our delight. To remember them brings painful joy. But while we accept the reality of death, we do not accept the finality of death. Our loved ones live in the smile we can still see when we close our eyes, in the laugh we can still hear, in their features we wear. They live in their boundless, undying love for us and in the memories which fill our hearts and illumine our way. "On my nightstand is a picture of Grandma and me," writes Amy Letterman. "It was taken the last time I was with her. She is holding my daughter, Lauren, who was 2.5 years old at the time. There is a faraway look in Grandma's smiling eyes. Looking at the photograph, I can see our similarities so clearly now that she is gone. Our faces contain the same history. They read like maps of the same territory traveled over different periods of time. Small, pert Russian noses, fair freckled skin, and shining, mischievous eyes. We loved each other without question or hesitation." Born in the small Russian town of Lutsk in 1887, Grandma left Russia at 18 and sailed to America with her 2 older sisters, her brother, and her father. Her mother was forced to stay behind because she could not leave her own mother alone. When she was finally able to come to America, she traveled with nothing but the clothes on her back. "But she tricked them," Grandma would tell me with a twinkle in her eye. "She hid our Shabbos candlesticks in the lining of her winter coat and never took that coat off until she landed in New York." Those candlesticks were a testimony to a way of life. Grandma lit them every holiday and each Shabbat. She would close her eyes and mumble while swaying back and forth in front of the dancing flames. "As a young girl, I thought she knew everything, that the power of the world rested in those small freckled fingertips that spread the warmth of the candle's light. I saw her as the source of our family tradition, the ultimate word on what we should all do and be." Some things are easy to remember, like the smell of her kitchen when she was cooking, or the soft brown leather recliner in her den, which smelled like rose water and my grandpa's aftershave. After I graduated college, I would visit her whenever I could. I will never forget the day I visited her in the nursing home just a few months before she died. She seemed happy when I told her about my 2 children, my home, my husband. She held my hand on the small sofa and I stared at the big brown freckles that covered her skin. I painted her fingernails while we talked, and she reminisced about the old days of her sisters and the hours they spent laughing together in the kitchen, sharing secrets when they all lived together in the house on Fair Street. As I got ready to leave, she slowly got up from her chair. She walked towards me, and then, changing her mind, she headed directly toward the hutch that contained the few remaining items she kept from the old days. She took down the beautiful brass candlesticks that I had loved since I was a little girl. "My darling girl," she said with tears in her eyes, "you have always been filled with the love of your Jewishness. May you find joy and meaning in whatever you choose to do with your life. But remember, nothing you do will be more important than your family." She handed me the candlesticks and said, "It is only right that these should belong to you now." It has been almost 4 years now since my grandma died. Each time I light the candles, I feel her love for me gently burning in the flames and bestowing upon me the power and inner strength to create a life of meaning and purpose. And in doing so, I have come to understand the legacy of her life and the meaning of her blessing. Dear friends, at this hour of Yizkor, the hour of the painful joy of memory, we see again our dear ones through our sorrow, and we know by the clarity of those images that fill our minds that they will always live on inside us, in the way they touched us, in the echo of a laugh, the angle of a smile, in the beauty they taught us to see, the light they taught us to kindle, when passion wells within us, kindled by their sense of purpose. The enduring meaning of their lives is now a part of who we have become. God's creation is ever more wondrous for their having signed it with their brief presence in it, and our own lives are ever blessed.